So great to celebrate Jesus in our morning this today, but we get to do that every time we meet. How glorious is that? A big thanks to all of our readers today who read from the Bible in the different languages. Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that incredible to see God express who He is through us as the body of Jesus Christ? You know, God loves to do that. I don't know much, my dear friends. I don't know much, but I do know that God loves to express who He is through His people. No matter how little you are, or how tall you are, how old you are, that's what God loves to do. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about Jesus as we come to a close in our series of the Living Word. And we're going to talk about the language of love. That's our topic today. And in the Bible, there was this event. The event was a great big flood. You guys remember this? And it wiped out everyone on the whole planet of Earth, except for one family that God saved. And that family was Noah's family. And Noah had three sons. Do you remember their names? This isn't a trivia question. You don't get anything for this. But do you remember their names? It's Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Yeah. And they had their own families. Shem, Ham, and Japheth had their own families. And they had their families and had more families and had more families and eventually started to fill up with many, many more people across the earth. But a strange thing happens. If you read in Genesis 11, all of these people that started to multiply began to travel together and decided to live and settle together in one place instead of doing what God had commanded Adam and Eve, which was to multiply and fill the earth. They did multiply, but they decided to settle in just one place on the earth. Okay? And they spoke, the Bible says, one language. They are one people with one language. They spoke the same words. Is that incredible? And around this time, they discovered how to make something called a brick. Simple to us, but incredible for them. And what they decided to do with this brick was make themselves a great city and a tower that would reach right up into heaven. Now, there's nothing wrong with building a city, right? And there's nothing wrong with building a tower. We see a lot of those around our parts today. Seoul has a lot of tall towers. Korea does. But God doesn't see on the outside. He sees into the heart of men. And what He saw in there, He saw would lead to destruction and to death. Because they wanted to make something great to show how great they were, instead of knowing how great God is. And anytime we try to show ourselves to be great, live in a way that we want to prove ourselves that we're good and okay and great and there's something of worth to us, it actually separates us from God. And God is life. Everything that we want as a human being, that being love, purpose, meaning, happiness, joy, goodness, all of those things are in God because He is life. But when we are separated from Him, we don't have life. And so we experience death, right? And so no matter how big the accomplishment is on the outside, no matter how much we accomplish and how tall our towers are, God knows that in reality, we're just digging a deeper and deeper hole for our own grave. That's what God knows. Maybe we don't know all that, but God knows that. So in his great love, he comes down here in the scene of Babel, and he does something. And he says, look, this is one people with one language, and this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. So instead of one language, God wanted many different languages. Shall we read here in Genesis chapter 11, starting in verse 8? It says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. God confused their languages, and because their languages was confused, they couldn't work anymore, and then they scattered across the whole earth. We see here in Genesis the origin of many languages and many nations. And today, what we got to experience this morning and witness right before us is not the sameness of language, but the oneness of heart that we have in Christ Jesus. You see, the people of Babel, they united and they came together through the sameness of language. But what it did was separate them completely from God. And that's what happens in the world, is that this is how we try to connect and build unity, is through natural ways. Things that we have in common, common interests, common language, common things. But this is not God's way. So what we got to experience was not the sameness of language, but the unity of heart. Because we saw the different separate languages being brought together in Christ Jesus. Yeah? And expressing his love to the world. That is what we got to witness and experience this morning. And that, my friends, is the purpose for which he has brought this diversity together. So God wanted many different languages to express his love. That's our second point, to express his love. What is his love, and how did God show his love? What is no more clearly stated than it is here in John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, for God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. My friends, the fullness of God's love is expressed through his Son being sent to us. If you want to know what God's love is, then you need to know who Jesus is. And he is this living word in this current sermon series that we're talking about. The Bible in John chapter 1 talks about Jesus being the Word that was at the beginning. Let me read this for us. It says in John chapter 1, starting in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. This is referring to Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning. And in him, in Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of men. Jesus is the Word of God. What does that mean? Well, it means this. Jesus is God's way of expressing who he fully is and his love to everyone, no matter where you're from, what language you speak, so that you can hear him, so that you can see him, so that you can interact with him, and that you can know him, and that you can have relationship with him. In some ways, you can say that Jesus is, if God had a language, Jesus would be the language of God. Because Jesus is who God speaks through to show who he is fully and his love. Because he is the Word of God. The Bible says that the name of Jesus is above every other name. Jesus is also the word above every other word. And Jesus is the language above every other language. It is the language of God and his love that he speaks to us through the person and his son, Jesus Christ, so that we can know him. No matter who you are and what language you speak, you can know God through Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And this is why God purposed all the different nations. He made the nations on purpose, all different, for the purpose that they would know him. Here we see it in Acts chapter 17, an extraordinary truth here. Starting in verse 26, it says, "From one man he has made every nationality to live over the whole earth and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries of where they live. He did this so that they might seek God, and perhaps they might reach out and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." So God wanted many different languages to express his love for the purpose of expressing his love to all the nations of the world. All the nations of the world. And my friends, we are living in an extraordinary, wonderful time. Thousands and thousands of years ago, God made a promise to a man named Abraham. And this is soon after that event in Babel. We read about this man named Abraham and God's promise, his eternal covenant promise that he made to him. And he said that his descendants will become as numerous as the stars in the sky, and that through his descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And God's blessings, listen to this, God's blessings are not temporal, okay? They're not made up of stuff on this earth. This speaker is not just the way that God blesses. A new car or a new house isn't the fullness of God's blessing that is being talked about here in Scripture. God's blessings are not temporal, they are eternal. They are the giving of his eternal life to people who have no life. Do you get that? And this promise, this eternal promise that God gave to Abraham thousands of years ago, we are living in the fulfillment of this promise. We are experiencing it. We saw it today. Here it says, I'm skipped around a little bit. I got a little excited, but here in Galatians chapter 3, it says, "What's more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, 'All nations will be blessed through you.'" My friends, we are not only being able to see or hear about this, or look forward to this blessing, we get to experience it. And we're living in it. And the purpose that God has given us many different languages to express his love is so that we can express his love and his language of love, the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, to all the nations in the world. Because in 1 Timothy, it says that God desires that all men to be saved. All men to be saved and no one, and to come to the knowledge of truth. That is God's heart for us, for all people. And so this is why Jesus gave us the one and single purpose before he left earth. And this is the purpose for every believer. If you are a Christian, listen. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you are a follower of Jesus. If you are a believer, then this is your single purpose in life. To go and make disciples of all the nations. There is no other purpose for your very short vapor of a life here on earth, because it's here today and gone tomorrow. Your purpose, my dear brothers and sisters, is this: no matter where you're from, what language you speak, what university you study at, where you work, what you do, this is your single purpose that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to you and me, to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey what God has taught us. This is why we're living. This is our purpose. If you ever have wondered what your purpose is, it will not go far from this at all. In fact, if you're living for any other purpose, it's no different than your own Tower of Babel. Because whatever else you accomplish, if it's not for this purpose that God has given to you and me as believers, then it is just an accomplishment that is for your name's sake. To make your own name for yourself and not showing how great our God is and how great His love is that extends to the whole of the earth. This is why we have been given Jesus Christ. The angels appeared right when Jesus was born. They appeared to the shepherds and they said these words: "I bring you good news that will bring you great joy to all people." That's what the angels said. And so this language of God, this language of love, really is this good news. This good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is what you're hearing today: that Jesus was sent by God because He loved you. He sent Jesus because through Jesus you can know the fullness of His love, His unconditional, His unrelenting love for you. And through Jesus, He wants you to be saved. And if you do not know Jesus, and that is the first time you know of Him, have heard of Him in this way, in your spirit, you can come to know Him. And all you have to do is say, "Jesus, I want to know You. Jesus, I want to know who God is through You. And I want to be saved." That's all you have to do. And then you will be given this eternal purpose that each one of us has as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, to go into all the nations and make disciples. Because God shows us here a little glimpse through John the apostle, who wrote the book of Revelations. He gives us a little glimpse of the eternal into heaven. Because in heaven there is no time. There is no past and there is no future. And there is no present. It is just what it is. And He shows us the fulfillment of this promise that He made to Abraham thousands and thousands of years ago. And what we get to have a glimpse of here just this morning, but we get to see in the fullness of in heaven someday. And it is in Revelation chapter 7, 9 through 10. And it says this: John said, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and all peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. This, my friends, is God's eternal purpose for us that he wants to fulfill through you and me. That every nation from all tribes and peoples and languages will be standing before the throne, praising God and saying salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. My friends, God has given us Jesus Christ, the Word of God, who is the very full expression of who God is and his love, to express that love to all the nations of the world. And he has given us this good news to share and bring joy to everyone. Will you agree with that purpose in your life? Will you agree with that will of God in your life so that he can fulfill his not just temporal plan, but his eternal plan and see this fulfilled all around us today? I say amen to that. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you with humble hearts because we know that what we get to hear and what we get to witness in the unity of Jesus Christ here today through your church is absolutely impossible without you. And I want to pray, Father, as you put on my heart, for people right here in our midst listening to your very word, who have been living in this life for a purpose of accomplishing much, of doing things to make a name for themselves, of living for a purpose that is not of you, but only for them, that, Lord, you will reveal by your love and the Spirit of God how that separates them from who you are as their life, as their eternal life. And God, thank you that you give us these moments and times to completely repent, to turn away from anything that this world offers because there's nothing in there, and to turn completely to you, the source, the being, the person of life himself. And thank you that we get to know you, the fullness of who you are, the fullness of your love through your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent in this world to be born as a man, to live as a man fully dependent upon you for life, and also who died as a man for all men so that we do not have to. So that through his death, we may have your life. So that we may live the life that is meant for us, the eternal life that you give to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And if you, Lord, are stirring in the hearts of men today to turn to you and receive this life, I know and praise you, Father God, that you are faithful to do just that. Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ, our Savior, the joy to our world. And if you, brother and sister, are praying and the Spirit of God is ministering to your heart of your purpose in your life, I believe he is wanting to for you to know with clarity why you live and from who you live from and who you live for. May you carry that today and into your day tomorrow and throughout the week and forever in your life, because that is why you live. Your life here is very short. Live from Jesus and live for him. And may that be the coming of your new year. May that be the end note of your concluding of this year, 2017. May Jesus be truly the name above all names, the word above all words, and that language above all language, so that every language that every person speaks may know Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He sent to save all of humanity. We praise You, God, for who You are. We give thanks to You here in this Christmas season. And we exalt You, Lord Jesus. And it is Your wonderful, beautiful, powerful name that we pray. And the church said, amen.